Battle. This is Sabrina DeVille
Love
with Talk
Radio.
Good morning from Las Vegas, Nevada. It is 7 a.m. and we're here in Las Vegas, Nevada. We today are going to be talking with Kutz Comedy Big Dre Price and singer-songwriter manager Gloria Ansal. We today are going to be talking about all the things it takes to have a comedian career, what it means to be a songwriter and singer, and how do you do that and balance a family. Today is a wonderful day, and I thank you for joining Conversations with the Diva.
Welcome to Conversations with the Diva. Never give up, never give in, always look up, God has a plan. Jeremiah 29 and 11. Now, here's your host, Sabrina Williams.
And today we are going to have some music from future people that are going to be on the show, and this is from a young man called Black Wolf. Conversations with the Diva.
Hello. This is
how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing really well. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Rise and grind.
yep, it is. We are joined this morning by Ms. Glow. She's a singer, songwriter, musician. She's producer at Jim's Pearls Production. She has a heart of gold, and we're going to be talking to also Kush Comedy and the famous funny Miss Big Dr. Dre Price. So everybody needs to call in so I can talk to him this morning. On my webpage, I did not notice that it did not get changed, but she is not the manager of Homegrown Entertainment, so just wanted to make sure we clarify that. So, Ms. Glow, what is going on with you today?
And I'm so excited to be on this show. It's definitely a pleasure. I want to shout out my team over at Homegrown, no doubt, though. I'm going to shout out Ms. Shonda Clinton and also Lady Pearl, Gems and Pearls Productions. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. So tell us about, because you do a number of different things. I know you've called me up to help schedule shows, so that was my mistake on putting that. But what is it that, I know you, tell us about your radio show. black coffee.
Okay. Black coffee in the morning is basically kind of like a blog thing that I started out. It definitely started by accident, I want to say, almost. It was definitely something I say in the morning. Every morning I get up, I go online, and I say, good morning, rise and grind, coffee in my cup, music on my mind. I noticed that a lot of people were kind of chiming into my Facebook every morning.
Uh-huh.
Just kind of looking for some news and what's happening, what's going on, places to go. And I decided,
right,
you know what, do something with this. I need to definitely, you know, maybe just start a page. That's how it started. Like, maybe I should just start a page and give people some information. So I definitely started a branch off of our company, Gems and Pearls Productions, and Black
Coffee.
Now, I'm featuring different artists as far as musicians, singers, actors, things like that, and I'll be writing articles. And so anyone that's definitely interested should contact me and let me know so we can get your information there, yeah. Because I'm also a promoter. Yeah. So
So tell us about promoting.
Promoting is pretty good. I promote a few artists, as you know. Right now I'm helping,
right,
of course, Grown Entertainment. It's my funk family, of course.
Okay.
Some other, like, local musicians that I promote, as well as anyone else that would need promotion. I'm hosting a series of events right now. So I know
tomorrow. Tell us about them.
Friday, March. What's March's date? What's Friday? I'm trying to think.
The 20th.
Friday the 20th. This Friday, I'm actually hosting a 70s and 80s party. I'm calling it Fly Friday. And basically, it's a fundraiser. It's a preview to an event that I'm having on April 12th in Denali.
Okay.
The fundraiser is for an Eddie Hazel musical tribute. If anybody knows who Eddie Hazel is, he is a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, a former of Parliament Funkadelic. He's, of course, deceased now, but we are doing a musical tribute to him, as well as some of the other fallen soldiers that, or musicians rather, that come from the local Plainfield, New Jersey area. We call it like the home of the P-Funk. So we have a lot of musicians coming out. Billy Bass Nelson, Rico Lewis, definitely, probably Andre LaSalle. Definitely want to shout out the Highland Society band. And that's going to be held at Roxy and Duke's on April 12th. And if you come out or if you're in the Jersey area, you can go online at roxyanddukes.com and tickets are on sale now for that show.
And what, now maybe I missed that part, but what do the benefits go to? It benefits to help, or is it?
Some of the proceeds we're actually donating to the Barack Obama Charter School in Plainfield, New Jersey. Because of a lot of musicians, it's kind of like a home thing, a hometown thing. A lot of them have come in from New Jersey, so we just want to recognize them and also open up some opportunities for the students there to come out and play and, you know, be around some really heavy musicians and be inspired and have a chance to participate in that, So,
What's it like balancing all of these different things that you do? You balance your career, you help promote others, and you do the fundraisers. And I know that you've been really battling lately with trying to keep yourself well. How are you doing all of that?
It's hard. It's definitely hard, but the entertainment industry is definitely something that I love to do. It's something that I really love to do. So when it's something that you love, it doesn't always seem like it's work, if you know what I mean.
It's kind of like,
I got to do this. I really want to do this. And you push yourself. And I think I pushed myself all the way. And it's just like, you got to take a break at some point. And so that's pretty much what happened to me this past week. But most part, the bounce is pretty even.
Now, tell us that you said that you co-own the Gems and Pearls production, correct?
Yes.
Now, what? Tell us more about that, because I know you just sort of kind of glanced over it. But who's your partner? What do you guys do? And where do you guys have on the horizon coming up? I know you talked about the, and I know, and I'm trying to get everybody to see how much you do, but how well you balance, even though you've been sick. But you're an awesome young lady. You're under 35 years old. You do major things, and you're just awesome. I think you're under 35. You look way like maybe 23. So I'm just giving you a little older.
Yeah, I'm 24 years old. So I'm young. I am. A lot of my people, they call me baby girl because I'm young.
Okay.
So, and Gems and Pearls Productions is actually me and my mother. We have a mother-daughter company. I'll tell you, Gems and Pearls Productions was originally a beauty pageant. My mom founded Gems and Pearls Productions, I believe, around 1990. And she actually was one of the first black national pageant directors in the state of New Jersey. Now, what happened was, as I got older, I started learning more about, you know, the music and the history of, you know, the funk music and the R&B. And we decided, when I was 16, you know, this is something I really want to do. So she brought me into the company and was like, you know what, this is going to be yours one day. So I began helping her as far as event planning. And because of the music, we started moving into the promoting and the booking artists and putting on showcases and events more so. And it just kind of branched out bigger now than I really thought it could be, or something more so that I didn't really dream of. You know what I mean?
Wow, so God makes dreams big when even we don't expect it.
When you're like 16, you're like working with the family business. You're like, yeah, I'm going to do this. But even now I'm like 24 and I'm like, you know what, this is great and this is going to be mine. And it is, you know, it's ours. It's something that we built. So we definitely now we're booking artists and bands of promotion and, I mean, anything you name it, we're doing it.
Right.
Yeah. So
how is it working with your mom?
Great. We actually have a really great relationship as far as work and personal. We get along very, very well. Not saying we don't have mother-daughter things, but I'd say that we work probably better than most, and I'll definitely bet on that. I can definitely bet on I think it's easier because we kind of know each other's limits. We know when this one. It's not like, oh, you know, I'm working with a stranger and I don't know how they're feeling that day. It's kind of like, okay, today I got to pick up the slack.
Right.
Tomorrow, maybe, you know how to balance that. So I would say it's fun, really.
Now, who is a collective brain as far as bringing in the people, or do you guys both bring them in? And what is the one thing, the biggest challenge you guys have when it comes to deciding artists?
Oh, I would say as far as bringing people in, it's I would say both of us, really, because we both have two different techniques as far as promoting and as far as, like, drawing a crowd. Like, my mother, obviously, she's older, so she's dealing with probably the more mature crowd, I would say. Me, I'm 24, so I have this, we have the balance there between the young and the old, and our motto is building a bridge, making a difference. So really, we try to mold the gap that's in between. So, like, we don't necessarily have to party together, but we can all be together and have an event, have a positive, you know, outcome without there being, you know, any, like, anything going haywire, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, I definitely think that there's a balance when it comes to that. And I think as far as choosing artists, sometimes the talent surprises us.
Right.
I know a lot of times I meet people and it's like, okay, did you Google them? Because I didn't know. And I'll find out later, like, you know, hey, you know, I met this person. And she's like, wait, what? So sometimes it's the pick, definitely the pick. It's like, oh, wow, you know, who and what? And just as a just about finding what fits.
Okay. Now, what has been your biggest, and well, not the biggest, what has been your most favorite artist to work with, and how do you manage when people, when you're scheduling and then people's schedules don't conform or you're having to deal with attitudes? How do you work with that?
I would say that no matter, like, where you work, you always have to deal with a bunch of personalities. I'm pretty good with personalities, like, picking it up. Never really had too much of a problem dealing with that. A favorite artist? Oh, my goodness. I don't know if I have a favorite artist. That's a really hard one. That's a really hard question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Per se.
Okay. What is your favorite music? I know you come across a lot of music, but I'm interested, and so is my audience, in knowing what is your favorite music and that you like?
Oh, my goodness. My favorite music is funk music.
Okay.
Funk.
Why?
It is definitely something I was brought up in. It is the base to most of the music that's out today. It's something that I kind of took to, I want to say, a few years ago, just really reaching back and seeing, you know, the people that my mom used to hang around, and, you know, the people that we were exposed to and people that I was exposed to growing up, as far as artists like Kevin Goins or the late Kevin Goins, brother Glenn, and they were all, you know, family of Parliament Funkadelic and with George Clinton. And I would say that that has probably the biggest influence on my music and the whole staying on the one and keeping it in the pocket. That live band feel draws me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably the biggest influence.
Okay. Okay.
Not only of hip hop and rock as well, and, you know, everything, but I would say that that's
I'm a hardcore rock person, hardcore, like Van Halen, Queen, even a little bit more harder than that, Def Leppard. I love opera. I love Christian music. I probably have to say, if I was to pick an era of music, it would probably be the 1960s and 70s.
Oh, wow.
That is how diverse I am. And it depends on my day when I'm working out at the gym. Now, when I first start working out, I have to start out with the 1980s, 1990s to work out. And then as I warm up and I start lifting weights, I go into hard rap. And then when I really want to concentrate on my numbers of weights and the lifting, I'll go into classical. So, yeah, I'm really strange that way.
Love rap.
Yeah.
I like the old school rap, though, if per se.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God, yes.
Saying Redman, Method Man, KRS-One, The Artifact.
Those were ones that we could sing with. Now, see, you're young, but I'm 50. And now, see, I'm proud of you for saying that, because if you would have said the new school rap, I might have to say I'm disowning you. Because nothing personal. Except for Trey Vaught. Except for my young man that is just, I love him. Because he's the only man in the world who's been married to his high school sweetheart, and they're under 21. They have cute kids, and he does everything great. Trayvon Coleman is amazing.
Trezette?
Yeah, Trezette. I'm sorry, Trezette. I'm going to learn how to pronounce your name. He is amazing. I love that. He did some rap for me on the radio, I mean, when we did the show live. And his music, though, his rap is the bomb. It's not that I'm not that his is not like I need to cover my ears and I'm scared to listen to it because I feel like I've just been assaulted by some words. Does that make sense?
Yes. I was actually I'm privy to listen to like some of his new stuff, and what he has in store for the world is definitely missing, I think. And I could be biased, I don't know, but
No, you're not. Go, say it.
Right now, what's missing from the music industry right now, from the hip-hop, is that real life, like, okay, I'm coming out and I have something to say. And a lot of the time, you get so lost in the beat that you when you take the beat, when you turn it off, what are you saying? What are you saying? What's your message to the people? And even if you are making that party song, it's like, okay, but still, where's the message? Where's the talent in that? And I think that he has an upper hand because he is talented. You know what I mean? He, you ask him, who made my beat? He did. You know what I'm saying? So he's producing and writing and creating his records. And definitely shout out to Jose. That's the home team. You know, I call him Cuzzo. What's up out there in Vegas? But I would definitely, and I'm going to plug him too because his new song, Gangsta Trap, will be available on iTunes on March 20th. And I plan on getting that again because two times.
I'm going to get it too. And I have to say, you, him, and Candy Apple Red, let me tell you something, and I'm a person who has to point this out because of my age, and I know people are like, you always say your age, but there's a different gap in the generations. And even though you guys are you know, the new generation, the three of you guys are back in the old generation. Your manners, your words, how you talk, you're eloquently spoken. You know what I mean? Hey, what? I'm like, okay, I need that to stop. It's not you guys. Every time I talk to you on the phone, and even this morning, I'm like, that girl is, does she know it's 3 o'clock where I am at? But you know what? When I called you this morning, when I talk to you, you're always pleasant. You're always respectful. We need more young people like you guys to come out to do radio shows, to do the singing, to be on and to stand up, because the music that you guys do, the things that you do, and the artists that you find and you guys work with, you're not just a normal. You're like gifted, and I just want to make sure everybody knows that. Aww. When I ask people to come on, no, I'm being honest. When I ask people to come on my show, not that I'm some big, super big time radio person, which I will be one day, but in the meantime, I want to have people on here who actually have ethics and have morals, but love. You guys have such a passion for what you do. It's amazing. I mean, a passion. Would you say you have a passion?
Yes. Yeah, music is definitely a passion. Not just the singing it, but the whole music industry. I think it has to be a passion because you have to have something that's driving you to do this, and I think it's just built inside of you. And we had a funny, on the shows, we say, hey, you whip out the funk stick in, and you beat the funk in or you beat it out. But I think it's more of a matter of a being, of something you become. It's like becomes the way that you are, and you learn it from such a young age. You watch and you kind of say, okay, I'm going to do this, or okay, I'm not going to do that. And that's really the difference between some of the artists that are out now. But because, of course, you do have those great artists that are out and developing music, and you're like, well, what time were they born? Like, where did this artist, like, I know artists like Kendrick Lamar, they come out, and you're like, oh, my gosh, like, did you hear this? Did he say that? Or, and how is it reaching everybody?
Right.
Positive music and for people to have something to say. But if you're not giving that option, then people can't accept it. You know what I mean?
Right, so. Exactly. No, and I think that you're right, is that it's just in this industry, I think we all try to fit a mold, but the music and the people you guys work with, they don't fit a mold. Now, you're a singer, right? Now, I ask everybody who's a singer that comes on my show, I want to give you the opportunity to sing a little bit for us. Can you do that?
Right now, I'm actually battling the flu. I don't know.
I know your voice, and I knew that. Okay, you got to come back on. You have to sing for us because I know you have a beautiful voice. Because I don't. You know what? Everybody has not seen you. You're a diva when it comes to dressing. So let's move on to that. You're in the way that you put your makeup and everything. You and we were talking about this earlier. So give us three beauty tips that you use that work for you.
I would say the first one is not to get caught up in the expense of makeup, because people go, oh, you know what? I got to go to Sephora and spend $100 on eye mascara. No, don't do that. Don't do it. My favorite foundation is Maybelline. You can get it for like $9.99 at Walgreens.
if you, it's all about how you put it on, not what it is that you're putting on. And you just got to find the stuff that matches your color. And don't be scared. I would say just experiment. The worst thing you can do is look crazy and you have to wash your face, though.
Now, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions because I always try to ask people this. What do you think that the young people, the artists today, need to work on, whether they're doing music, acting? How do you think they can better present themselves to managers and to agents when they're looking for an agent and manager?
I think that a lot of artists have to get serious. The biggest thing is that if you're an artist and you're coming out, you should already have a plan for yourself, because if you don't have one, the industry will give you one quickly. So if you don't know, like, hey, you know, this is the image I want to project, then if you go over to whatever label and you get a manager, then they're going to say, okay, you don't have one, we're going to create this for you. So now they're even looking for, I know that labels are even looking for a lot of artists that it's easier to promote because they have to do less work. So I'm feeling that nowadays, the less footwork that the managers and the labels have to do, the better it is for the artists.
Okay. When you have people come to you, have you had to turn down people because you found that they didn't have a passion and they wanted you to work harder than they were willing to work?
Yes, definitely.
And how do you go about telling them sorry? I'm
a realist. I'm real. So I'm like, look, I can't work harder than you. Like, nobody can make you want it. Even I had a phase where I didn't want to do anything. I was kind of, my mom says I'm stubborn, but I always just tell her, you can't make me want to sing. Like, you know, it doesn't matter. You could stomp your foot and step on my foot, but it doesn't matter. You have to want to do it yourself. So it's something to break out of.
Well, hold on the line for a second. We're going to go to a commercial. It's actually, it's not a commercial. I like to advertise and promote some of my best people here in Las Vegas, Nevada, because everybody knows the diva loves Las Vegas, Nevada. I think on the line, though, that we have our comedian, Mr. Big Dre. Big Dre, are you there?
I am here.
Morning, sir. Are you awake? Did you have your coffee? Because I'm ready to be funny.
I'm wide awake. Yeah.
Good job. There you go. All right. Good morning. This is Conversations with the Diva going as we are live from Las Vegas, Nevada. We want to give a shout out to Next Level Tennis and Fitness, to one of my best trainers in the world, Danny Bongiorno. He is looking for more clients that want to be motivated to change their life. It's not just about fitness, it's about a lifestyle change. And if you want to look like a diva and you want to be able to bench press 235, you need to call Danny Bongiorno. Like to give a shout out this morning to, I'd like to give a shout out to Roy Jones Jr. Gym and all the kids in the afternoon program. Thank you, Roy. Good morning, Jason. Hi, Keith and Lisa. And last of all but not least, I'd like to give a shout out to Scene Chicago LLC, which covers over 14 cities. Good morning, Joshua, Linda, Sherry, and every part of our team, and Jay Washington, our comedian for Scene Chicago LLC. All right. Before we go to Big Dre, we are going to finish up with Miss Gloria. Gloria, where can we find you? Did you have any closing remarks? And tell everybody where you can be found. You can stay on the line if you like and ask Dr. Dre, Big Dre, any questions. Don't hit me, man. Any questions you like. So where can we find you?
Okay. Definitely, you can hit me up. I'm always online. I'm always on Facebook. You can hit me up, www.facebook.com/GloriaEastall. I'm on there also as Gems and Pearls Productions and Black Coffee in the Morning with Miss Glow. Feel free to follow me on Instagram at Miss Glow, MSGLO24K. I'll definitely show some love back.
And Big Dre, Big Dre, this is Flo. Tell us when your radio show is. What days?
Okay, I'm also promoting down at BKS One on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so you can check this out. Definitely hit me up online, and I will put the links out for you so you can check it out.
Yeah, please do put those links out. And I don't think you heard me. What day is your radio show on? What actually day of the week?
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
All right. At what time?
9 p.m.
9 p.m., people. So that means everybody should have no excuse not to listen, not even me. Ms. Flo, you are awesome. I want to thank you so much. You are the tenacity of young people taken to a 5.0 NASCAR race. I just have to say that because you have so much energy. You're an awesome young lady. Thank you for blessing me. Please do not worry. Ms. Flo will be back on the show again because she's going to do a whole show on fashion with us, and we look forward to her coming back on in April. Flo, hold on the line, or you can hang up, but we're going to go to Big Dre. Big Dre, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. What part of the state are you in?
What part of the state?
Yeah, what state are you in? What of this? I'm in Las Vegas. Where are you at?
I'm in Arkansas.
Okay.
Right now, I'm in Fayetteville, Arkansas, but I'm from Little Rock.
Little Rock, Arkansas. All righty. Okay, so tell everybody about you. You're from Kush Comedy Cafe with Miss Latrice, and she honored us today with you coming on the show. Obviously, I'll pass on your information to Gloria, so she can you guys can talk about coming on her show, because we want to make sure everybody gets promoted and cross promoted, because that's the way to be really big. So last night I was on the air, and I sort of kind of took it to a whole new level.
Let me tell you something. Last night, I was out of control. I was sitting there listening to it like, man, really, Serena? You like sports and cook? I'm like, yeah. I need to talk to her. We need to have a whole nother conversation after this interview because you know you watch.
I can't. Is that not okay? Is that a good thing?
That is an absolute good thing. Listen, I need you right now. I swear.
Okay, where's the plane ticket? Where's the plane ticket? Hold on. Somebody back away from their computer a little bit. We have on the line 908-499. Who is that?
Hello. Yes, this is Lady Pearl just calling in, just giving the whole show support. Calling from the TV.
Yeah, it's your mom.
It's all good.
Big Dre.
I'm looking for Big Dre. Hey, Big Dre, what's up? You got to come to Jersey.
I need to come to Jersey. I've made it that far east.
Big Dre, now we're going to have to talk. Not only do I do laundry, I just help promote you. See, you should be bringing me some dinner right now. This is what I'm saying.
Hey, listen, if I won't be nothing else,
Lady Pearl, Lady Pearl, am I out of control already? Am I out of control?
That's okay. You know, he has to have dinner with the Queen Divas, and that'll get him some ratings.
Okay. Hey, Dre, you have not seen these ladies. These ladies are beautiful, and I'm not just saying it because they're on my show. These are the queen. They call me queen. No, these are the queens of beauty and of music. Especially when you see, I call her little Gloria because she's only 23. But when you see her makeup and how she dresses and she be like in all these pictures just saying, hey, baby, look at me. I'm telling you. Yeah, but you know what? Big Dre, I was off the hook last night. I know. I love sports, really.
Hey.
I really.
I mean, you were beating people up. You were doing the whole thing.
I said I wouldn't beat them up. But they were making me chase them. They didn't understand.
Yeah,
Big Dre, send us all your music out here to Jersey so we can post it on our shows and play it at our venues. Got to get it.
Okay, I'm going to let Miss Pearl talk to you on the air because, you know, let's talk about this, people. Let's talk about cross-promotion. What do you guys think about this? Do you think that that a lot of times as African-Americans, we don't help cross-promote each other like we should?
Well,
a lot of people
not all
are
the time
guilty of that.
It's in the same if it's in the same thing. Like if we have the same thing going on, a lot of times we want to cross promote because it holds back the other guy. But I want to see anybody make it. I want to see everybody make it. You know, I'm in the saying, I've always said it as a young guy that there's enough pie for everybody to get a piece. You know, as a matter of fact, I'll help you get your piece. You know, you can't take mine, but I'll help you get yours. And with that mentality, everybody is in a good shape. It's in good shape. We all work together. You know,
what do you think, Lady Pearl?
We used to be a villain.
Well, I don't think that you have to work in the same genre of music. I cross-promote everybody. I like to build a bridge and make a difference. I think that when you have the mic in your hand, the stage in the world is your platform. So you get to go get up there and promote whoever, whatever that you can. So when you have that mic, work that mic. So that's why I'm saying, and I'm not stuck just on funk or R&B or rock. I like it all. If you're good at what you do, come see Lady Pearl and Miss Glow.
Lady Pearl and Miss Flo, I'm going to need you guys to get Nine Inch Nails in a concert. Do you know who they are?
No, I don't. Oh, Glow does.
Nine Inch Nails ain't dropped the record. We're an old school like that.
Drop a bomb and drop the cut right.
You don't like them, Big Trey? You don't like them?
Nine Inch Nails is cool. Actually, I do like them. I'm just tripping on how you went. You went back right then. Now, you know, a lot of folks that ain't never heard of Nine Inch Nails, but they're actually a pretty good band.
Yeah, they are. Clint Wessler is an excellent singer, and yes, I love him. But I do. So you know what? I want you to make sure. And after the show, or is it okay, Big Dre, if I give them your phone number? Or do you want to do it through an email? Or do you want them to go through? Because I'm going to give you guys Latrice's information so that you guys can connect with Big Dre, okay?
That would be great.
You
can go through Facebook inbox.
Yeah, and I'll give that to Latrice.
That would be great.
She's Kush Comedy Cafe. Okay, so we're going to get on the topic today of being, yes, we're all here for comedian to be funny. We've already talked to Miss Flo. We're blessed to have Lady Pearl on the phone. And I'm sorry, Lady Pearl, if I got loud. I'm just saying, I had the matriarch on the phone. I had the little queenie on the phone, but then the big lady said, hey, let me show up too. I get so excited when people do that to me. I maintain myself. I'm easily entertained, okay? I will go do laundry, but all my laundry is done, and I can't find other people to do their laundry. And, yes, I really do like doing laundry.
Man, I got, bad stuff here you can knock out.
I love doing laundry. Because you know what? I'm the Gain commercial lady. I'm the Gain commercial where I like sniffing the laundry. I just think laundry is so fun to do. My mom used to always think I was crazy. Lord Jesus, that's not my child. So let's talk about this. I lost the hood of God. She's not my child. Wow. Okay, so this morning I did not eat 3 apple fritters, Big Dre. I didn't. I haven't even eaten breakfast. But you know what? Today,
wow.
I was reading in the newspaper, and they were talking about in one of the magazine articles, and the article, I'm trying to say this the proper way, where black women are classified as angry, Caucasian women are classified as overly aggressive, and when they go to move up the ladder. Why is that, you guys? And this is funny too. I'm just saying. Dre, I want your comments.
Listen, black women are angry.
Oh!
Listen, black women are mad.
What are they mad about? What are they mad about?
They're not necessarily mad. I take that back because I got a couple of them giving me clues. Mad and angry are probably the wrong rules. What it is black women are fear. So when you're afraid of somebody, you don't understand how they're going to move and shake because if you can't put them in a box, then it's hard for a person to understand them. But black women, I've always wanted black women on my team as far as not as a companion, but working next to me because the passion that they have, sometimes that passion is misunderstood as anger or frustration, but y'all are just serious about stuff you need done. You're not as passive as others. So it's scary to some people that's not used to it. I'm used to angry black women. As a matter of fact, I celebrate that sometimes what I need, somebody to be a little aggressive to me and say, hey, man, what the hell is wrong with you? They can say it in a way that will make me pay attention.
Well, that's aggressive.
Can't do that.
But you were saying fear and aggressiveness. So that's aggressiveness. So I would classify myself and my daughter as aggressive. We are so aggressive that the black male and society at a whole actually back down off of us because, you know, where are they coming from with all that energy? You know, we're so fierce on our grind, but that's a successful mode. You know, let's go. Let's do this thing. Boss meets boss. Let's make it epic.
No, and you're
right.
And if you look at Donald Trump, like if you go on Donald Trump, I guess we could say Donald Trump is an aggressive black woman because on his show you get your butt kicked out. Done. Bye. You're fired. Okay, so he's an aggressive black woman. Bill Gates, when he wants his company to succeed. So I guess we just need to redefine this whole thing. And we were talking about aggressive because does that make sense? Because people, I'm like, wait a minute. But see, I take a lot of my business tactics from Donald Trump. I mean, I'm seriously, like when Martin Luther King, I'll be telling you like it is like Martin Luther King. Look, you not right. You ugly. You ain't right. Jesus don't like that, okay? I'll just be telling you how it is. Because Martin Luther King, when he was all about peace, but he was also all about let's be real here and let's keep it real. Now, I'm telling you that. They say whatever they want. But so I guess Donald Trump's aggressive, too. I mean, he needs a new toupee that's a little darker, though. Okay, let me stop. All right. Now, moving along. Lost my mind today.
That's his hair. That's just how he chooses a comb.
That is, you know what? If you say that's his hair, I'm going to hit you. That is not all of that man's hair. You know that's a toupee.
That's the greatest comb over of all times. I'm talking about he.
Oh, my God.
He defied gravity with that thing. You understand? That's his hair.
I'm going to need him to stop with that. We're going to have to cut that off. We need a fashion person to help him.
I got my own set.
So, okay, so I'm going to ask you guys something. This is something I started asking people when they come on the air. It's just funny. And I'm going to ask you, if you were an animal, who would you be and why? We're going to start with Lady Pearl.
Oh, don't do it. So funny. Don't do it.
Are you dying?
I'm going to say cougar because I control my lair.
Yeah. Cougar ain't never done
Glow, that. Glow, you gotta go, Glow. What do you say,
Wait,
Glow?
You.
Who are you?
Me? I would say I'd be a bee because I
stink.
I would be a bee. Something small enough to be in the mist, but I might have to sing it if I need it.
Okay.
All right.
What would you be, Victor?
I'm a lion. Hey, the king. Do you understand me? And
Go, man.
Hey, listen, and not Simba. This is Mufasa. It's going to take 100 hyenas to knock y'all. My brother going to have to set it up. Listen, when I walk through the crowd, I'm going to be Mufasa. Mufasa. I don't even have to fight. I'm just my presence. Mufasa, hey.
You did not put down Simba. Oh,
hey, not Simba. See, Simba needed a little coaxing. He didn't even understand what he was. Mufasa.
Okay.
His brother,
brother
had to get 100 hyenas to get it. I can't do this myself. I need 100 more. And half of them, you know, it's going to take 100 to get me that, and I'm going to be the king. I'm a good king. I'm not a dominator.
You're a bag. Okay. Oh, my God. I am over here busting tears up. Now, I was going to choose a cougar, But I would have to be an elephant because people say I don't forget, and then when people make me mad, I just want to step on you. So I would be, I'd be like, I'm done. I'm stepping on you now. You're dead. Okay. All right, Lady Pearl.
Don't forget.
You didn't know that you were going to have this much fun this morning, did you?
No. I have tears in my eyes.
Yes, and Victoria, I would be an elephant because I don't forget. I can remember when I was 2 years old, two, when my mom and dad forgot me at the store, and I stood in the same place waiting for them to come back because we had so many kids. And I told them then about having that many kids because you should only have enough kids for each of your hands. Henceforth, you forgot me. Then I remember when I was five, and I stole a candy bar, and I took it back to the store. So I don't forget.
That's a good thing. I don't forget a lot either. I try not to anyway. I try to keep it all together. I got to retain a lot of information.
Now, you guys, what is the biggest thing that you see in our new generation that they're doing that you would like to see change?
New generation, they're lazy. They don't have the go getter that they did when I was a kid. You know what I mean? And a lot of their respect level is not where they're desensitized to a lot of stuff that I never was. The information age is a gift and a curse at the same time. You know, you have access to so much information that you don't even have to go look for it. Like, I had to go look for it. I had to seek a lot of things. But now it's the tip of my fingers. So with having that information so close, a lot of kids don't understand what it takes to go out and retrieve information. They don't have to go through the process. They have to read books. They have to go through and talk to an older person that's been there. So a lot of the experiences that I was able to get, these kids have it at their fingertips. And it kind of spoils them a little bit to not be able to get where they need to go. They can't think outside of the box because everything is right there at their fingertips. They're not forced to think outside the box.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Gloria?
There's a lot going on in this generation. I would probably say that a lot of the time now, especially because it is my generation, essentially, the 20-year-olds, the 24-year-olds, people that are out here. Now, I was even explaining to my mom that now we are starting our lives later as far as people that are getting married and people that are starting their careers out. There are a lot of people starting later in life, whether it's because they're in school or they just don't know what to do. I know, like, back in the day, people were getting married when they were 20 years old, and I think that a lot of things that are happening could be because of a lack of the family time, a lot of lessons that are unlearned because of the time that's not spent, and it's just the way society is. A lot of people have different work schedules. People are spending less time together. It's kind of like you're here, I'm there, we're eating dinner at different times, and it's just the way this kind of set up. And everybody else gets lost and flung around in between. So I think they have access, Big Dre was saying, to a lot of information, but it goes misunderstood or misinterpreted because there's nobody to explain it to our generation. You know what I mean? And so they think, well, nobody's around, so I got to learn it on my own. And so they keep on the mentality, oh, I know it, I got it. And all along, nobody knows anything. And it just turned into a mess.
Wow. Lady Pearl?
Yes. Oh, I wanted this one. I have to agree with Big Dre on the fact that I believe the younger generation overall is lazy. And I'm going to say that as I talk about how they just copycat what the masses is doing. Look at how lazy the artists are. Oh, this was a hit record. Let me sample so-and-so's great music instead of being creative on their own. You know, be a leader, not a follower. There aren't a whole lot of leaders out here. They're following because it's easy, lazy. Oh, if I do this, I'm going to get 100 followers. All these people are going to love me because it sounds just like him. That's what they want to hear. And I'm saying, you know, if you are a lion like Big Dave said he was, then come on out there and lead the pride. Don't fear being in front. You know, lead. That's what I'm saying. I think that the young people are not doing that across their lives, not just in the industry, but in their home lives, as Gloria was saying as well. How can you lead if you're not well read, if you're not well versed? How can you lead? And so this is a very big deal to me. I'm very passionate about it. I do believe that if we have the mic, have the platform, develop that platform with an education and change. Be the change in the world yourself.
Mm-hmm. And in social work, we call it be the change that you want to see in the world. Man, this is a blessing today because you know what? I don't want baby girl Gloria to think that we don't appreciate her, because since I've been dealing with her and Candy Apple Red and Young Clinton, as I call him, you guys have these are the young people we want to see. These are the people that's going to make a difference. But today, not everybody. I have never heard Gloria once say, "Hey, you know." No, I don't know. But if you say it again, you're going to know something. My shoe upside your head. She has not ever said that. She doesn't talk like that. Candy Apple Red was so respectful. People are still all I get is, where can I find their songs? Those girls have a different movement. And didn't we talk about that, Gloria, about how different that they act?
Yes. I said it was definitely a learned thing, a learned behavior from when you're younger. Just your mannerisms different, just being around different people in the industry. There's certain ways that you carry yourself. And also to a lot of the artists that are out there that don't have managers yet, you have to know how to present yourself whether you're on a radio, magazine interview, or you're just going to be an independent artist and you are pitching yourself to someone. You have to remember, like I said, you have to remember your commercial. So you have to remember that you are indeed the product that you're trying to sell, because you are trying to make money and it's your career. So if you don't present yourself as so, then, you know, it's hard for someone else to come through and help you.
No, yeah. You're right. Big Dre, what do you say?
That's exactly right. You know, I look at it and so many things are at their fingertips. You know what I mean? So you know, it's a lot of processes that they don't go through that we had to go through. You know what I mean? I could have 1,000 followers in an hour, but in my era before internet, I had to talk to 1,000 people. That took a lot more time. You know, I had to beat the streets. Right now, I can turn on my computer and at any moment talk to 2,500 people with one click.
Yeah.
So you know, that's the different thing, and it takes away the have to hustle part. You know, the young kids now, their minds have to be more innovative. They have to figure out other ways to kick it. And you can tell the ones, you know, there's exceptions to every rule. I don't want to say all of them are bad. There are exceptions to every rule. Some of them seek information more than others do. So they want that personal thing, like the young ladies that you have working with you. They've had a person, whether it been a parent, a teacher, a cousin, an uncle, whatever it was, that told them, like, listen, you have to go seek information. You have to go seek experiences. That's the only way you'll truly understand a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Some people take it, some people don't. You know, that's just what it is. And now it's more people on the planet than it was when I was a young guy. You know, they're congested. So there's a lot of factors in that, but you'll be all right. I'm willing to reach out my hand to help anybody that wants to come up.
Well, Big Dre, on that, tell us where we can find you, what you have up and coming in the next couple of weeks.
You can find me on, I have a website. Go to whatsupdre.com.
Okay.
Whatsupdre.com. That'll take you to my, right now it takes you straight to my Facebook fan page, to where as you can leave messages, you can see where I'm going, where I've been, things I got going. I got a few video clips on there. You can really see if I'm funny or not, because a lot of folks, you know, when they hear me talking, they're like, I don't know if you're going to be funny. They will watch the clip, because you don't believe nothing I say. Everybody, it's the right now thing. You better be funny, fat boy.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll be in Houston next week. Yesterday's going in Houston. I'm working on getting into Houston Improv. We're working on that. They pushed it. That was supposed to be tomorrow. But they pushed it back because, you know, they had some scheduling troubles. So that happens with the game. I'm going to be in Fort Smith, Arkansas, Friday. I put on a show there every Friday for a person to display their talent. If you have a comic or a poet, you can come on my shows, Big Dre's Comedy Therapy is what we call it. And you can come in and have fun, you know, to display it. And I give everybody an opportunity to get on stage and do their thing.
Okay. Now, Lady Pearl, Glow already told us where to find her, but where can we find you? I know some of it's the same place, but what do you guys have up and coming, and where can we find you before we close out?
Okay, hi. I'm on Lady Pearl at Facebook.com. I'm also on Gems and Pearls Production on Facebook as well. You can also find me as Lady Pearl on Instagram. Up and coming, tomorrow night we have an old school 70s and 80s throwbacks Soul Train fundraiser for the Eddie Hazel tribute concert to be taking place in Plainfield, New Jersey on April 12th. The Eddie Hazel tribute concert featuring Billy Bass Nelson and John Hickey and some of the greats, legends, celebrating the tribute, the legacy of Eddie Hazel, with a fundraiser going to the Obama Art School in Plainfield, New Jersey. So we're just looking forward to that on the horizon at the moment.
Okay. And you can find today, we're going to thank everybody, Gloria, Lady Pearl, Big Dre, for coming on the show and blessing us with your, we have a cougar, we have a bee, and we have a lion that came on today that let us know that they're in charge, they're in control. Thank you, everybody, for everything you've done, for coming on the show. This is Conversations with the Diva signing out. Have a great and wonderful day. Good day, you guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Welcome to Conversations with the Diva. Never give up, never give in, always look up, God has a plan. Jeremiah 29:11. Now, here's your host, Sabrina Williams.
And just before we close out the show on this happy Thursday, March 19, 2015, I wanted to thank everybody again. I want to take Kish Comedy Cafe, Big Dre Price, singer-songwriter and manager Gloria Essau, with Black Coffee and Lady Pearl. This morning, we just have to remember as we go out that you are the author of your show. You are what you can do, and I love you guys, and have a great day. Yes, Danny B.?